$72 million in federal Sandy relief was approved for Connecticut a few weeks ago. The largest portion of the funds is about $30 million. It's expected to help homeowners repair damage from last October's storm. There's also money set aside for businesses and public buildings. Speaking at Washington Village Public Housing in Norwalk, Malloy defended spending the money rebuilding homes on a floodplain.
You'd either have to empty out a neighborhood and not build replacement housing, or build smart replacement housing, and that's what we're here to talk about.
HUD Secretary Donovan says the Obama administration is committed to helping neighborhoods rebuild to better withstand future storms.
We just came from Milford, from the shore, where I talked to a family that bought a home, elevated it. They came through Sandy almost completely unharmed, right next door to houses that were wiped away. What we've shown is that if we build smart, we account for what climate change means, that we can live safely on the shore.
The plan for the redevelopment of the Norwalk Public Housing Complex requires the elevation of the homes. Ebong Udama, WSH News.